Somebody give God the praise. He's a mighty good God. Oh, yes, he is. Somebody give God the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. I should turn your Bibles real quickly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To Philippians chapter 3. Chapter 3. I'm asking children, everybody, I'm teaching you all how to stand and reference the Spirit of God. Get your Bible, get something, or look on with somebody so you can know what the words say. Oh, Chief, if she's asleep, you don't have to wake her up. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Philippians chapter 3, verse 9. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for Sister Teresa. Amen. I believe the Lord allowed her to say those things. Amen. Because you really do need that. Amen. Hallelujah. It makes the preaching much easier to clear the airways. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Chapter 3 and verse 9. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 9. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I have already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after. Somebody say, I follow after. If that I may have apprehended that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Verse 13 and 14. Brethren, this is my key verse. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Real quickly, one more scripture, then you can be seated. In Hebrews chapter 12. Chapter 12 and verse 1 and 2. Glory to God. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. I feel like I'm already preached and hollered and taught, prayed and did everything before. So I don't plan to be up before you much longer with the help of the Lord. Say a few things to encourage us. Glory to God. We want to talk about moving forward. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Moving forward. Amen. How many know you can't move forward if you're looking back? Amen. Amen. You can't go the same direction. Amen. Glory to God. If you're moving forward, you got to move forward. Well, you can't move forward and have one hand going this way and have this. You're going to be stuck in the middle. You're not going anywhere. Amen. And whatever God has delivered you from, whatever God has set you free from, you keep messing with it and you're trying to walk with God. Amen. Eventually that thing going to pull you all the way back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about moving forward. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Paul began to say, he said, it's not that I've already, you know, apprehended. He said, first of all, I don't want to be found. I want to and be found in him. He said, I want to be found in God and having my own, not having my own righteousness. I mean, there's a lot of self-righteous people in this world. Yeah. And I'm speaking about self-righteous people. It's not just the people that's not saved. It's the people that's supposed to be saved, too. In other words, they serve God the way they want to serve God. I mean, you cannot serve God the way you want to serve God. Yeah. I mean, you can, but you won't really get nowhere. I mean, it's not real beneficial. The Bible speaks about the many benefits that God loads us with daily. There's many benefits that you and I get from the Lord. But, you know, he let the sun shine on us. He wakes us up in the morning. Those are benefits. Amen. He fixes it where you have food on the table. He does all the many benefits. Amen. He keeps you from seen and unseen things. He keeps you from things that can harm you that you can see. And he keeps you from things that you can't see that will harm you. He does all that. Those are the many benefits that he loads you with daily. Glory to God. But Paul said, and be found in him. Paul said, I want to be found in God. And I don't want to have, I don't want to be self-righteous. I run into so many people, even people in my family. I run into some people, so many people, self-will, and they serve God the way they want to serve God. And the way you serve God, that's the same, that's the benefit you're going to get. Whatever you're going, the way you, the same measure you give out, that you're going to give God none of your time, you don't give God none of your faithfulness, you don't communicate with him and everything, you're going to get the same, you're not going to get very much. Nothing for nothing leaves nothing. Amen. And you serve God. Well, I feel like I want to go to church today, and I don't want to go tomorrow, and I don't have to go. I don't want. Well, you serve God spitefully like that. Then when you come to God and you need something, you think he's going to pull down the heavens for you? No. You serve God. You do for him. You do what he tell you to do. You serve him. You know, not so much just do serving God just because so he can bless you. No, you want to serve God because you love him. Amen. That's the best way to serve God. Serving God because I want things that's not going to last long. Because after a while, you may feel, I don't care if I get them or not. But serving God because I love him. And serving God because I know he has my best interest in heart. You know, you may not have my best interest in heart. I might not have your best interest in heart. But he has my best interest in heart. Plus, he understands me when nobody else understands me. Can I get a witness? God understands you when nobody else understands you. God's not going to put his feet on you when you're asking him for help. Amen. He's going to come and help you. So there is many reasons that I can think of why I would want to serve the Lord. Amen. I haven't always served the Lord. You know, I haven't always been saved. My parents were saved, but I haven't always been saved. But I was brought up with the fear of God. Brought into it. I knew it was right to serve the Lord. I didn't understand it, but I knew it was right to serve the Lord. But I felt like back then, this is what I want to do. I don't want to get saved. Like I got saved when I was 24 years old. I was like, I don't want to be saved right now because I want to do what I want to do. Because I knew that people in serving the Lord, I know when they start talking about serving the Lord, then you can't no longer do what you want to do. You got to do what God wants you to do. And I wasn't ready for that life. Amen. But there come a time in my life I got tired of the life that I live. It really wasn't getting me anywhere. Amen. And I wanted to serve the Lord. And then I got to thinking about it, I don't want to go to hell. I want to be with Jesus one day. And I knew that I was on a bad road. That I wasn't a bad person, but the thing, I didn't have Christ in my life. And I was not born again. You got people walking around here telling me they're born again. They still doing the same thing they was doing. They ain't born again. They still cussing. They still smoking. They still fornicating. They still committing adultery. They still lying. They still cheating. They still doing all that. How are you born again? You're not born again. And you can't tell me nothing about being born again. Amen. 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 Born again. The Bible says the Lord spoke to Nicodemus. Nicodemus came to the Lord by night and said, what must I do to be born again? He said, you must be born again. He said, how can I be born again when a man's old? How can he be born again? Can he go back into his mother's womb? No. He said, but you must be born again of the water and the spirit. Amen. And he said, marvel not. In other words, that's to settle all. You must be born again. Because you have to be born again that the Spirit of God can come on the inside of you so it can live in you and lead and guide you. How many know you need that God? I need that God. You know, when my mind ain't on straight, when I'm sitting up there and somebody talking crazy to me and I want to go back there with them, amen, I got the Holy Ghost say, hey, don't do it that way. It's so just speak to you in a small step of, don't do that way. Don't give them a piece of your mind. Speak to you about this and then show you. Amen. Keep you out of trouble. The Holy Ghost will keep you out of trouble. Amen. Amen. How many know I need the Holy Ghost? You know you need the Holy Ghost. Amen. So it comes to lead and it comes to God. And it said to be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law. Because if you have your own righteousness and do things the way you want to do, it's going to be hard for you. You're going to have a hard life. Amen. Because you're going to, you know why? Because you are the master of that life. Christ is not. You get me? I said, you are the master of the life. You say, go when it's time to go. You control everything. You control so much stuff, you sick of yourself. You control so much stuff. But when you got Christ as a leading guy, he's going to lead and guide you. God don't even control you. We control ourselves. We want to control other issues and control people. When you're a control person, you want to control yourself. You want to control the people around. And if everybody doing it your way, it's a hard deal. But Christ don't even control us. How many of God give you free will to serve him?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. not be found and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable to his death. Amen. How many know you suffer with the Lord, you will reign with him?
Amen.
How many know you suffer with the Lord, you would reign with him? Amen. You suffer, amen. When you suffering, sometimes God allows some things to happen in your life. He would allow some things, glory to God, glory to God, allow some things to happen in your life. And so everything is, you're not just going to get, everything's not going to be a flower bed of ease. It's not going to be a flower bed of ease. Everything is not going to be. Some things you're going to have to go through because God is perfecting you. God's not going to take everything out of our way because we saved. I used to think that, you know, when I first got saved, I mean, I had to learn the word of God to learn it. But I think if you don't have no more problems, you get saved. That's a lie. That's when your problems really begin, because the devil don't have you on his side no more. So he really going to fight you. You can. That's a sign to you that you must be really trying to live right, because he's going to really fight you. See, the devil don't fight you as much, and he'll put when you in, when you're not doing nothing for the Lord, when you're not a threat to his kingdom, he don't bother you hardly none. You said, I'm cool, I'm collected, ain't nothing going on with me, I'm all right, I don't have that many problems. But you got a whole lot of problems, attack here, attack there, and you're trying to walk with God. I'm talking about when you're trying to walk with God. That's a sign to you that that devil is mad at you about something. He don't like because you're pleasing God. Amen?
Amen.
And it said, and that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. God, he wants us to know him in the fellowship of his sufferings. Amen?
Amen.
And then, so everything that happens to you may not be, it may be, it might sound like it's bad to you, but it's not bad actually for you. It's going to develop you and make you a better person. Because the Bible said all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord. It's not for anybody. It's to the people that love the Lord, that really love the Lord in their heart. If something's happening bad for you, God's going to take that bad situation and he's going to bring some good out of it.
Amen.
That's what it's saying. Amen?
Amen?
So it's saying that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Verse 12, not as though I have already attained. It's not that I've already got everything together. None of us in here have everything together. It's that either we're already perfect. I'm not even perfect. Say, I'm not perfect. I don't cross every T. I don't dot every I. I got issues just like you got issues. But see, we all have issues, but the good thing about having issues is you let God help you with the issues. Now, if you have issues and don't do nothing about them, don't let God work with you, that's not good. But if you let God work with you with the issues, amen, you won't have so many issues to the point you have all enough.
Right.
Amen? Yeah. But it says, but I follow after. It says, either we're already perfect, but I follow after. If that I may apprehend that, for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Verse 13 and 14. Brethren, I count not myself to already have apprehended. I count not myself to already know, have the knowledge or understand everything. Glory to God. I don't act like I, in other words, I tell you today, yes, as I preach to you and teach to you, I haven't got it all together. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, I got issues. It's like you got issues. Amen. But God helps me with my issues. Amen. It's not like I got it all together, but it said, he said, not that I've already have apprehended. He said, but this one thing that I do. That's what you got to tell yourself. You got to tell the devil and tell people. I don't have it all together. I'm not perfect. But here's one thing that I do. It said, I'm going to forget about those things that are behind. I'm going to forget about the things that I can't do nothing about. In other words, issues and stuff that I've made blunders over. That it's not, it's something in my past and it's not so favorable. I'm going to forget about that. Amen. If I got it, like sister said yesterday, if I got a grudge against somebody, I'm letting that go too. Amen. You got to let it go. Amen. You got to let it go to keep the peace of God, because you know the peace of God won't stay in your heart if you hold grudges. Can I get an amen? I said God's peace, well, he will not. You can't go over and act like it's not there. You got to confront the issue and say, Lord, I got an issue. Maybe the next person don't know you have an issue. Yeah, Lord, I got an issue with them. You keep praying about that thing and God will move that thing. Yes, he will. Somebody give God the praise.
Jesus.
Brother, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting, is he said, I'm forgetting about the past. I'm going to forget about those things which are behind. And he said that because he's ready to reach for the things in front. So if I'm going to reach for the things in front of him, I'm going to be a better person. I'm going to be all God happy. I got to drop that stuff in behind because it's going to mess with me mentally, physically. Every time I look up, it's going to keep coming over and over like playing a tape recorder. I can't get moving on forward because this song keep playing. That same tune keep playing every time I'm moving forward. But you got to tell the devil, I rebuke you, Satan. You a liar. I'm moving on. And you got to get that off of you. Amen. And when he comes to bring it in your face, you got to say, that was in the past and it's in the past. Get up under my feet, devil. I'm moving and moving out and reaching out. In other words, he said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward. When you forget about the things behind, then you can't just like, I'm forgetting about those things behind, all nonchalant and stuff. You got to get real forceful and say, okay, I'm moving on in God. Amen. Amen. You got to, in other words, you got to pick up your feet. You got to pick up the pace. You got to say, you know, I ain't going to sing that song. I'm running, trying to make, ain't saying wrong with the song, but trying to make a hunt. You got to act, you got to pick it up with pace. And you got to go, in other words, crazy for God. Amen. You got to go out all outdoors. I'm going for the gusto. I'm reaching out with everything on the inside of me. Amen. Devil, whatever you did for me, you ain't going to catch me there no more. Amen. 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 Be like, I'm keeping my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. You ain't going to mess with my mind. You ain't going to mess with my body. You ain't going to mess with my money. And every time you come, I'm rebuking you. I'm going to lay my hands on the sick. And they're going to come and lay my hands on myself. I am not going to be called the sick. I'm going to be called the well. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be called the depressed. I'm going to be called joy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, give me a name of joy this year. I ain't going to be going around here sad and depressed and discouraged. I rebuke that. David said, I encourage myself in the Lord. Glory to God. They came and took his wife and captured his wife and took everything he had, and he came back and they came and ran shepherd everything. But David, he was a king. He didn't ask nobody else to encourage. He said, I encourage myself in the Lord. How many know you got to learn to encourage yourself in the Lord? You can't wait till somebody come and say everything's going to be all right. You got to throw yourself a party and say, I know everything's going to be all right. If you go before the Lord and pray, the Lord said, put that CD on. The Lord will say, praise me. Glory to God. You throw your own self a party. Glory to God. You come up out of it. Glory to God. You ain't got to wait till you go to church to come up out of it. You come up out of it in your home because you done communicate with the Lord. Y'all don't know the power there is in communicating with the Lord. He'll fix your situation before you even answer. He'll give you some joy and keep encouraging you. Glory to God while you're reaching out to him. Yes, he will.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. He said, but I press towards the mark. How many know when you're pressing against something, it's pressure? Yeah. Some of us pressing this morning. I know I pressed this morning. Body didn't feel up to it. I ain't saying I feel all a one now, but glory to God, the energy, I didn't feel it. But I press. I could say, oh, Sister Teresa, could you just speak for me this morning? I'll be there. But I really don't feel like him. But you're going to come, you might as well do something, right? Yeah. Glory to God. You got to press. Yeah. Press. And then the devil, if he did that, the Lord wouldn't put something in my heart to say to the brother. Say to him, I would have felt like I didn't fulfill my assignment today. How many know every day you got an assignment? Amen. You don't have to be behind the pulpit, but every day you got an assignment. You got an assignment to live holy if you can't think of nothing else. God expects you to live holy. If you say you are holy, called by his name, and you got the Holy Ghost, he expects you to live right because somebody's watching you. You may think people not watch you, but somebody's always watching you. Your children watch you. Your spouse watch you. People, your neighbors watch you. People on your job, relatives, people are watching you. Amen. You got to be that man and woman of God that God is calling for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But he said, this one thing I do, I press. I press. And like I say, press requires a lot of energy. You know, it requires energy. Like Sister Tickman, I could use her for example. Glory to God. Having your feet wrapped up in things and can't put it down and walking on questions. She could say very well, I'm just going to sit here for 4 more weeks. They told her about, 4 weeks or more? She probably said, I'm going to sit all 4 of them. She could say, I'm going to sit all 4 of them. And I'm going to tell you, And she would have been spiritually drained too. Am I right? Because if you're around people that, and her parents is really good to her. I've seen that. She's staying with her parents, and they, you know, they understand that that Sister Tiffany had made establishment in her heart to walk with the Lord. They're not messing with her spirituality. They respects that. Amen. They may not do what she do, but they respects that. If you got parents and they respect the God in you, your light is shining, honey. Your light is shining. They see something. But if you got people in your life and they're trying to tell you you don't need this and that, no, that's the devil. Amen. And you don't want to be around that. Amen. Jesus said, who is my brother and mother? Them that do the will of my Father. God calls people that's trying to do the same thing you're doing. Him the people you want to interact with, connect with. Because because light and darkness don't mix. And how can two walk together except they agree? If I'm going to be with you, and you're not saved, if you don't crap my style, that's all right. But I don't need to hang out with you all the time, because I'm not gonna get no strength from you. I can love you. I got brothers and sisters, and I love them and stuff. But you and I got associates, But I don't get too deep with nobody, but the Lord. But if you're talking about God, you got my attention. You don't have to always talk about him 24 hours. Cause we talk about other stuff. I work with people. We talk about stuff. We don't sit and talk about God all the time, but they respect the God in me. Amen. They don't. That's cussing and saying everything they around me. They don't try to pull me over their level. You start trying to pull me on level. I'm not going. You come to me before I come to you. I'm not going that way. Yes, amen. But we'll be around people and everything. Then they have us all weak as water. Cause they can offer you no life. Cause Jesus is life. If they don't have Jesus in their heart, they can offer you no life. They can offer you nothing but death. The conversation is nothing. It's not going nowhere. They got troubles, and you get to hear their troubles, and they hear your troubles, y'all a mess. So, in other words, you want to pull to things that will give you life. And to say, so I'm not going to be found having my own righteousness. I'm going to press. I'm going to press with everything inside of me to make heaven my home. And you can have a good life down here, and I can have a good life down here. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven. But if you submit your will to the Lord, he'll show you a better way. How many know when you let God? So I tell my nephew different things. They got little issues and things going through to be so young and stuff. And I try to just tell them. I know sometimes young people don't want to hear, not even old people want to hear. If you just let God come in your life, he would help you with all that. He'll show you a better way. How many know God can put you on a better job? Amen. God can, put you in a better house. Amen. God can stable you. He can make your life much better. Amen. Amen. Those are the blessings and benefit. Amen. And when you get stuff, you'll be able to keep it. Uh-huh. Amen. I've been in my house for like 24 years. God is stable. You have to keep your vehicle a while. We shouldn't be always have to change job, change vehicles, change everything like we change clothes. That's not stable. God wants us to be stable. But he has to get on the inside of you. And he stables your mind and everything else goes stable. Amen? So it's pressure when you're pressing. You're pressing against something all the time because you determined that I'm going to, I was thinking about Sister Anna. I thought I was praying, so I said, Lord, since she's been coming here, I said, I've seen different things. She's, it's attached to sickness and different things on her body and different things she's going through. I said, but she steady presses. And I said, she steady presses and God will bless you. For your prayer, you can't help from being blessed. I said, you cannot help from being blessed. Amen. You cannot help from, you can't help from coming, God hearing your prayers. You can't help from, the devil tell you, ain't nothing happening. He ain't here. But you rebuke that because you know God, he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, he said, you can ask whatever you will, then it shall be done. Didn't he say it? It might not happen when you think it'll happen because God got a space of time for everything. Sister Tiffany gave her testimony. I don't know if she gave it. I thought about that. She gave it yesterday. I don't know if she said it today. But I remember when she was having problems with her feet before she had the surgery. And she said, And the lady, she said, the lady said inside her feet, she said, I don't see how you walking. Don't it feel like you're walking on a golf ball? I remember her saying that. And she was having so much pain and stuff. And I remember two times, I know, probably more than that, but I know two times over the phone one time, I think on one of the holidays, I was busy. I was busy, but the Lord says, because she was talking about how she had something on the floor because her feet hurt so bad. And the Lord spoke to me, busy as I was, he said, say a little prayer for her. I said, prayer for her. Sister Tiffany, she just said, I don't feel no pain. I don't feel it. God just took that pain.
Amen.
Immediately. And Sister Tiffany, and then it was another situation. She was over at my house. I think me and Sister Teresa or Sister Terry, one of us was over there. And she was sitting there. She didn't say nothing to nobody. But the Lord just had me like ask her. I said, you all right, Sister Tiffany? She said, no. She started crying. She's in so much pain. She just didn't ever say nothing. Feet hurting. And we prayed for her feet again. And she did just like she did, but God stopped the pain just like that, didn't he? And I don't think she really had no more severe pain with her feet all the way till she had the surgery. The Lord took that pain. He mouthed it down, or took it completely. I don't know if he took it completely, but he mouthed down where she was. It was manageable for her. That's what he did. And then I told her one time we was praying for her in here, and she was want that surgery. You know, when they tell you they want to do surgery, you want it to be done and over with, because you just don't want, like, the idea have to have it anyway. So you don't want that back and forth stuff. And they was just what they was doing with her, back and forth. And I told Sister Tiffany, Lord, it wasn't me, but the Lord put it in my heart. I said, Sister Tiffany, it'll be okay. God just probably got a certain time when he let me. I said, God, I think God's working with your feet himself. I'm saying all that to say that later on we found out when they went in her feet. See, sometimes when I heard another pastor say this too, another minister say, sometimes they don't want to admit, but sometimes they go in there getting the cut and everything, they ain't, whatever they're looking for, it ain't there really. They don't even want to tell you that. It ain't really there sometimes, especially when God get a hold of it. But she said herself, she said that the lady said, they told her she had a mast in her feet, and they want to test and make sure everything was okay. But they said when they got in her feet, they even looked for where the mast at. No mass. So they just come to the conclusion she had a muscle, an enlarged muscle, which was very rarely that nobody have. She said, the doctor said she never heard nothing like that. But she said that could happen, but she just never had a case like that. So they actually went and took a muscle out. See, wasn't even a mass. Yeah. But before it was a mass. So God evidently did something. Right. He did some things for her. Let's say if they would have went and cut her feet, and it could have been a mess. It could have been more harmful. Somebody give God the praise. That's what I'm saying. But when you save and praying, and I do know she's a praying person. You save and praying and feel faithful. She steady playing them drums. She wasn't playing with that feet. Playing the other feet. I'm trying to get off the drum. Steady doing whatever she can do. It's like sitting back here singing blood songs. Real faithful. God watches all that. Not this past time. God watch all that. And he moved in her behalf. He moved the hairy hair. And she'll be up and out of them seats, and she'll be jumping around here shouting. And God gonna do some other things for her too. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. I feel like I'm about done. Amen. I have a lot of God to give me. I'm gonna read this last little scripture. Wherefore, seeing about we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that do so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of the Father. I mean, some things we go through. I mean, when you got God in your life, we all go through some things. Whether you have God in your life, the Bible says, all live godly, suffer persecution, many other afflictions of the righteous, and the Lord shall deliver us out of all. We go through a lot of different things, but we fail to think about the scripture where we just read. It said, for the joy. It said, looking unto Jesus. That's the thing we forget to do. When we have troubles and sorrows and things we go through, we look away from Jesus. That's what we're supposed to be looking to Jesus. Right. Not turning away from him in the time of trouble. Who else is going to help you? Yeah. We need to look to him anyway, but we really need to look to him when we got trouble. Amen. Looking to Jesus, he's the author and the finisher of our faith. It says, for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. In other words, he knew that the Father was going to bring him out. He knew that he thought about the things that was going to be good. Salvation for us. He thought about all the good things was going to happen. So he, in other words, he said, I could take this. I suffer this because this too shall pass. In other words, glory to God. I'm coming out of this, and this is going to benefit me, and some good going to be happening behind this. How many know some good is going to be happening behind whatever you're going through? That's what I'm saying. Some good is going to happen, but you got to know that. Somebody said, how do you know that? Read the word. Amen. You don't know nothing. You don't read the word. For the joy, he know that this too shall pass. It may be like, I may be in this situation right now, but this is going to change. Somebody say, well, how do you know it's going to change? Because I got God in my life.
Right.
Now, if I didn't have God in my life, I couldn't guarantee you nothing going to change. But because I got God in my life, I know this is going to change. Because I got God in my life, I know that I'm going to have another vehicle sitting right out there. Because I got God in my life, I know God going to send me my Boaz. Because I got God in my life, I know God going to do this, that, and the other. Somebody jump to your feet and give God the praise. We round it up. Let's lift your hand and just praise him for the word. Thank him. Thank him for whatever he's done for you. Just praise him before we close out. Just praise him. Give God. We want to give him praise right now. Lord, I thank you. Come on, thank him. Thank him with me. Glory to God. Let's everybody close your eyes and just lift your hands to him. Just communicate with the Lord in your own spirit. Thank him for whatever he's done for you today. Thank him for whatever he spoke to you today. Don't drop it. Don't lose it. Whatever God say, hold on to it. Glory to God. Hold on to it. Glory to God. And just tell glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, I believe you. I thank you. Lord, glory to God. Say, Lord, I thank you because, God, I feel different than I did when I came in here, Lord. Thank him for whatever he done for you. Thank him, Lord, for he started off your 2017. Thank him and thank yourself. Glory to God, because I had a mind to be here in the house of God. Glory, the way you start off a year, sometimes it depends on the way you start off a year, the way your end year will end. It's a beautiful thing to be starting off in the house of the Lord. Glory to God. Come on and just praise him. Glory to God. Somebody just lift your hands and reference him. Lord, we just lift our hands up to you right now. Lord, we just wave them to you. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we love you. Lord God, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we don't understand the this and the that and the others, Lord. Glory to God. But Lord, we're dependent on you. We know that you're going to bring us through everything, God. Lord, we look to the hills. From whence cometh all our help, God. All our help, God, come from you. Lord, you made the heavens and you made the earth, Lord. Glory to God. Lord, we pray, God, that not one word, God, that was spoken today will fall to the ground, but accomplishing that what you sent it out to do in our life, God. God, even ask you, Lord, all that we have given out of ourselves today, God, we ask you to replenish us and revive us and put it back into us upon today, Lord. Mind, body, and spirit, Lord God. Glory to God. Lord, I pray, God, that every word, God, that was spoken today, that none would fall to the ground, but accomplishing that what you sent it out to do in our life, God. God bless, God, each and every person, God, that's standing here in the sound of our voice, God. Supply every need, God. God, bring back great testimonies of the things you've done for them. Lord, we're looking to you. You're the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, we love you. Glory to God. Continue to help us and lead us and guide us, Lord, throughout this day. God, smile upon us, God, even the more. Glory to God. Hallelujah, God. Bless our day throughout the day. Bless the rest of our day. In the name of Jesus. Somebody just thank him right now. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Play it. Go on and play it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just think about him.